dude. Oh, man, that was too easy.
Yeah, man. I thought she was at least going to put up a fight or something. I mean, I guess she's just as weak and stupid as the last one we grabbed. Mm-hmm.
Just, you know.
Yeah, dude, I know. Shut the fuck up already. It was a fucking mistake. The knife fucking slipped, okay? I didn't mean to slit her throat. What? It's not like it's the worst thing that's ever happened. At least Rex and Beast seem to like the taste.
Would you say your palms were sweaty? Maybe your knees were weak?
Arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweater already. Mom's spaghetti. He's nervous, but on the surface, he looks calm and ready.
Cheer, boy!
Cheer!
Besides, looks pretty sick, doesn't it? Other teeth tore into her flesh. Damn. Maybe we should find someone later to see if they can actually outrun the two.
Fuck. Yes. That would be fucking awesome. Watching some stupid bitch try to run for her useless life. Oh my god.
Have you ever seen the movie Hostel before?
The... Was that one with the where they like torture people for money and all that or whatever?
Yeah, except they're so stupid they actually let people escape. Like, how unrealistic can you get? Either way, we're here. Go grab her from the trunk and we'll secure her inside, okay?
Damn it. That fucking bitch was harder to carry than I thought. Anyway, let's get those shackles on this dumb bitch and get her nice and cozy, eh?
Oh, yeah, man. Heavy little fucker. Whew.
Okay. Alright. That's the first. And the second. I should do her legs, right?
You don't think she's gonna try and kick us, you dumb shit? Yes, shackle her legs.
Fine, Jesus, fuck. Sorry I ever fucking asked you. Fucking grumpy motherfucking shit ass fucking bitch.
Whatever, just gotta wait for this little fuck slut to wake up. No one can introduce her to a new world, okay? Wakey, wakey, little bitch. Time for you to get introduced into your new existence.
There's no point in crying for help, bitch. No one can fucking hear you.
Please don't hurt me. Please, I have money.
You think that means anything? Nothing you fucking own is of importance to us. See, the only thing we want from you is your worthless little fucking whore body.
Cry all you want, but shut the fuck up and listen to this tape.
You have been captured by these two fine and distinguished gentlemen who stand before you. Our world as it was no longer matters. The only thing you need to think about is whether or not you want to live, or if to be tortured to death and eaten by dogs. Oh God, please, please let me go. Just let me go.
Keep reading, bitch.
The only way to ensure survival is to listen to what they say and do as they tell you. You're going to be used. Raped, beaten, bred, humiliated, degraded, choked, slapped, punched, kicked, burned, cut, pissed on. Your humanity will be stripped from you piece by piece, violently. These gentlemen are your owners now. Good luck. Your life will not be pleasant until you accept your new terms of existence. If you can go like that.
Look at her. She's quivering, shaking so badly from her crying she can't even control herself.
You are just a dumb little bitch.
No one knows where you are. You're in the middle of a forest, and there's no help for hundreds of miles. And this? This little fuckhole is going to be so full of cock and cum that you won't even be able to walk. You taste fucking good. And this here ass is going to be so sore and abused from us ramming these big fucking cocks into you day and night. You'll be crying for weeks until your ass maybe gets used to it.
But first, you worthless little whore, let's find out exactly what you're made of.
You should consider yourself lucky.
We give you purpose.
You've always been a pathetic waste of space.
But with us, we bring meaning into your worthless, stupid existence.
You see, my fucking friend here, he's always the calm and collected one. I really just want to fucking hurt you. I just want to fucking rip you to pieces. He's the only one that keeps me in control. Do you understand that? If he wasn't fucking here, you would be nothing but limbs in the ground. You fucking piece.
Dude, stop! What the fuck? Calm the fuck down. Jesus. What the fuck? We're not gonna fucking kill her already if we are gonna fucking kill her in the first place. You know? I mean, would be good to keep her around. I'm sure she could be of some fucking use to us later. Jesus fucking Christ, you're fucking mental.
Ugh. Fine. I was just starting to have fun.
Hey, how about you do that thing you do with the knife and, you know, this time don't fucking kill her.
Yeah? How about fuck you?
Aw, oh, you gonna cry too?
No, shut your fucking face. I'll go get the knife.
Hey there, pretty little girl. We're going to have so much fun with you. It's gonna be exciting watching you slowly break. I don't think it'll take long, though. I think you'll be more than willing to do what we want. When my friend is done with you, you'll be begging for a cock. And I'm going to enjoy raping you, making love to you. And I'm going to revel in the sensation of how tightly your little cunt grips around my cock. But most of all, I'm going to love when your own body betrays you, making you come as I pissed and fuck the ever-loving shit out of your dumb little whorehole. You can try to tell yourself that it won't happen, but we both know it will. Don't bother trying to deny it.
I see you two are having fun.
Oh yeah, yeah, very much. I mean, she was just about to tell me how much she loves sucking cock.
Oh, is that so? Well, I'm sure we'll find out soon enough. But let's begin, shall we? Now, don't move, or you'll just end up cutting yourself. You see, This blade that I'm pressing against your slit, it has a very sad and torrid history of ending people's lives like yours far too early. Most recently, it ended the last girl we captured. She was such a nice young girl, but she just wouldn't cooperate. And you know what we like a whole lot? Cooperation. Willingness to participate, if you will. So unfortunate.
Oh, it really was.
Now, I'm sure it's hard not to recoil from the cold steel, but I assure you, staying still is for the best. Now, I'm going to move the knife upward. And as long as you stay still, no harm will come to you. See, I could disembowel you right here, or cut your heart out right here. But your tits, oh, they're so soft. It would be such a shame to massacre those beauties. But right here, ooh, my favorite. I could rip your fucking larynx from your throat and watch you suffocate and drown in a pool of your own blood as you cry and whimper. And the last thing you see is me laughing in front of your face. But I won't. No. I just want you to understand that as long as you do as you're told, you will stay alive. Any thoughts about doing the opposite? And this will only be the start. Wipe those tears. Oh, stop that. It's just a little cut.
How about you show this little bitch exactly how we fuck stupid little fuck toys like her?
Really?
Yes, go on. I release you.
Now don't fucking struggle. Or I'll fucking kill you. Do you understand? Remember how I was talking about drowning you in your own blood? That's fucking child's play what I'll do to you if you even fucking move. I don't even want you to enjoy this. I want you to hate every fucking moment of this. But don't you dare cry. The only thing I want to see in your eyes is fear. Fear of the unknown as I slide inside that tight, wet pussy. Oh, why is it so wet? Oh, I thought you were afraid of me. You're not, you fucking better be. That's all I want to see in your fucking eyes. I want to see your eyes shake and tremble as you do your best not to move a fucking muscle. That's right. It gets me so fucking hot thinking that you're already dead, that I'm fucking your corpse. Oh, yes. And this wetness, it's the blood from your neck. Oh, after I slit it and cut out your fucking throat. That's right. Don't you fucking move. Don't you fucking move, dead girl. Don't you fucking move, you worthless piece of shit. Oh, fuck. You're gonna wish you died. You're gonna wish you had died earlier. This is just the beginning, do you understand me? You worthless piece of shit. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck yes. Is that a tear I see? Do you really want me to fucking beat you to death? Do you want to break every bone in your body? Is that what you fucking want? Then you better hold it back. You better fucking hold back. You better grit your fucking teeth, you little slut. You little fucking bitch. That's right, you better take this fucking dick. You're lucky I was in a nice mood. Otherwise, I would have shoved my dick in your eye and came in your fucking eye socket. You dirty little fuck. Fuck. That was good. This bitch is so fucking tired. Well, I'm good for now. You can deal with this bitch for the rest of the evening, right? Cool. Later, dude.
Ah, dear child, here. Let me remove the shackles from you. Don't do anything stupid. Just gonna untie your legs too. Good. Now go lie down over there. There's a mattress for you. Oh, sweet girl. What did he do to you? Yes. Put your head on the pillow. It's okay, little girl. I'm not gonna hurt you, okay? Just lie down. Ah, that's good. That's good. Ah, don't move. Ah. I just... I just want... to make love to you. I just love you. Not like him, no. He just... he just wants to fuck you and hurt you. But I love you, and I want you to have my child. You're going to love living here, between his abuse and my loving, tender care. We're going to take so good care of you. Don't worry, baby. It's all gonna be okay. Fuck yeah. It's okay, little girl. Don't worry. It's okay. Daddy's gonna take care of you. Okay. Oh, yeah. That's a good girl. Don't move. Don't move. Don't move. Daddy's gonna fill your little cunt, okay? Fuck. I'm gonna come, little girl. I'm gonna come in you. I love you. I love you. I love you. Oh, fuck. Just rest now. I'll be back later.